The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. This is David Dubois. Welcome to The Piano Matters. It's a show of piano music, some movements, or small forms, basically. I hope that my pickings for today's show will please you. The great cellist Pablo Casals died in 1976. He wrote this: "The artist is responsible for the music he performs. He must experience it and create it again. It is necessary to insist that the greatest respect he can pay to the music consists of giving it life. That is the first commandment." Let's begin The Piano Matters with Grieg's lyric piece, Homesickness, from Opus 57. It's the sixth number. The player is the great Russian Emil Gilels. Thank you. Hillel's playing Homesickness by Grieg, one of the 66 lyric pieces, a treasure trove of Norwegian life on the piano. Grieg is certainly Norway's most treasured composer. He once said, "The most important thing is the truth of the feeling." And you heard Hillel's sound that truth so well in Homesickness. As Paul Hindemith said, there are only 12 tones, and you must treat them carefully. We are together for the Piano Matters, listening to the inexhaustible range of the piano literature. Noel Coward once said, "I was born into a generation that still took light music seriously." Yes, the world did and should take Noel Coward seriously, but the term light music has passed into legend. The music of the past 55 years is hardly light. We became a rock culture, and there are many who are displeased with having no light music around. There is nothing to be done about it. The rock culture has entrenched itself through the electronic medium, and as the commercial says, rock and roll will live forever. How would Gershwin have taken to it? It was long ago in 1968 that Judy Collins could say, "In the future, we will have pop song cycles like classical leader, but we will create our own words, music, and orchestrations because we are a generation of whole people." I'm afraid Judy Collins' prophecy didn't happen. And what about whole people? Did she mean unfragmented? What is true is Noel Coward's phrase. Extraordinary how potent cheap music is. What is not cheap music is the preludes of Chopin. Let's hear Gerda Struhal, Struhal, in the first four of the Great Pole's 24 preludes. C major, A minor, G major, E minor. I thought you heard some interesting details in Gerda Strouhal's playing of the first four Chopin preludes. And the set was completed in 1838 during a terrible four-month visit to Mallorca with George Sand. The weather was terrible, but the preludes have survived many a winter since. I'm David Dubal, with you all the way, listening to the great piano literature on The Piano Matters. Arthur Rubinstein, oh, how he was loved. He played the entire Chopin repertoire, probably in every city in the world. So it seemed. The two concertos of Chopin were always traveling with him, and I have for your pleasure, and pleasure I believe it will be, the third movement, Allegro Vivace, of the Concerto No. 1 in E minor by Frederick the Great, premiered by Frederick Chopin in 1830 in Warsaw, and it has such Polish swing. It's a dance. Let's listen to Mr. Arthur Rubinstein with Alfred Wallenstein conducting the Symphony of the Air. Thank you. How does Rubinstein do it? He plays so simply, almost plainly, and yet he gets really to the heart of the subject. That was the third movement of Chopin's E minor concerto, played by Rubinstein with Wallenstein conducting the Symphony of the Air. Joseph Addison, a writer of the 17th century, lived 1672, and he went on till 1719. He said, "A man that has a taste of music, painting, or architecture is like one that has another sense when compared with such as have no relish of those arts." Would Addison's statement now be considered elitist in our politically correct times? Beethoven's 2-minute Bagatelle in B-flat, opus 119, number 11, is a miniature masterpiece, and Myra Hess makes it so, from a 1928 recording by this great English pianist. The Bagatelle in B-flat, opus 119, is a wonderful little piece, don't you agree? And so well played by Dame Myra Hess. I hope you've had some pleasantries this week. Perhaps you had a good piece of pie, with whipped cream even. If you have a chance, tell me your thoughts on the Piano Matters. And also, take a view at the David Dubal website. It's daviddubal.org. The great pianist Ignaz Friedman wrote many transcriptions as well as 100 solo pieces. You may not know his version of the Romance from Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik. Here is the pianist. What a marvelous first name. Petronel, Petronel. Malan, M-A-L-A-N, and here she goes. Thank you. I found it very good listening. It's a real rarity. The great pianist Ignaz Friedman's Romance from Mozart's popular A Little Night Music, Herschel 525. Good Playing Too by Petronell Malan. This is what Martin Luther said on December 17, 1538. Singing is a noble art and good exercise. It has nothing to do with worldly affairs, with strife of the marketplace, and the rivalries of the court. The singer fears no evil, he forgets all worry, and is happy. Well, I must say, to be disrespectful to Martin Luther, I have known a few very unhappy singers, not to mention that the vocal cords is the most vulnerable of any musical instrument. What's up next? Liszt's gorgeous Sonata No. 4 del Petrarca, and it's going to be heard in the hands of Daniel Barenboim.
Thank you.
couple of weeks ago, we heard the Petrarca Sonnet 123, played by Jerome Lowenthal. Tonight we have Barenboim at the keyboard in that highly charged music that was inspired by Petrarca's 104th sonnet. Read it. I don't have it here for you right now, but it's a burning passion. And it was played by Barenboim very well, but not with the burning passion that, let's say, Horowitz has put to it. Who is Charles Littolf? Well, he was many things. He was a very romantic figure. He lived a turbulent life. So turbulent, I don't think he would want to live it. It took from 1819 to 1891. He was a leading pianist of the 19th century. He was a music publisher, and he had his hands in many things. Nothing, though, has survived, except for the scherzo for piano and orchestra, which many people have played, from Tchaikovsky to Curzon. However, nothing else really has survived. He was called, in his day, the English Liszt. Listen to this one. Once after decades not seeing each other, Franz Liszt and Henry Littolf, they both somehow were at a music festival in Brussels in 1886, the year of Liszt's death. The two musicians hugged each other deeply. Littolf exclaimed, "Franz, Franz, how we have changed." Liszt looked at him, saying, "Yes, Henry, we are more beautiful than ever." I think that's wonderful. From his Concerto Symphonique No. 3 in E-flat, we hear the fourth movement finale, and the score dates from 1846. And there's much technical difficulty and a certain lightness of spirit, I think. The concerto had a real vogue in the 19th century. Let's listen to Peter Donohoe, soloist with Andrew Litton, conducting the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. was the Litov Concerto Symphonique, a term that he invented. And it was possibly new to you. If it was, I'm glad that I brought it to you. It was good playing, of course, don't you think? It was the fourth movement of the concerto we heard, and the piece was praised by Berlioz himself. For our final music, let's go to Liszt again, played by Louis Kentner, very fine pianist from Hungary. He lived in London in his later years. He played in New York the complete cycle of Beethoven's sonatas in the late 50s, I believe. He was an advocate of Liszt, especially some of the late piano music. The concert etude by Liszt that we are going to hear is called Waldesrauschen, Forest Murmurs. It's a masterful work of pianism. Ravel, I think, was influenced by it. Note Liszt's melody in the left hand. It may have inspired Ravel's Undine. So here we are, Louis Kentner in Forest Murmurs. I've always been partial to Liszt's Forest Murmurs. Not an easy piece to play, and it needs poetry. Played very well by Louis Kentner. I'm hoping that you join me next week, same time, same station, for The Piano Matters. The inimitable GBS, George Bernard Shaw, wrote this. "Someday I must," he said, "write a supplement to Schumann's advice to young musicians. The title will be Advice to Old Musicians. And the first precept will run, don't be in a hurry to contradict GBS, George Bernard Shaw, as he never commits himself on a musical subject until he knows at least as much about it as you do. In fact, 6 times as much as you do. But then, I hate saying conceited things, however true they may be. This is David Duvall. Thank you for listening.
The Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.